Yeah, back from holidays. It's Greg Morgan here. I hope you have had a great summer so far. Perhaps you've been on holidays. I know in my neighborhood, if you look down the street, yesterday I could tell. It was just a day. We got back Sunday from the mountains. Yesterday just took some time to, you know, get all the laundry done and kind of think about coming back to work. I'm so excited to be here. And I know you can probably tell, right? It's tough. After you have a week and a day off, it's tough to want to get back to work. But I'm sure you've had the same experience. But nonetheless, I could tell yesterday looking down the street that a lot of my neighbors are away right now because the blue bins are out in front of some homes, but not as many as there normally are. It's just that time of the year. Everyone seems to be on vacation. It was not a factor where we were in BC. We went to Kelowna eventually. And yeah, it wasn't smoky at all. However, this morning you're waking up to a lot of smoke. You've got your window open right now. You can smell it out there. And it's going to affect, I think, everyone's health. Everyone's health is at risk, regardless of your age or health status today. Experts suggest you limit your time outdoors, reschedule or cancel outdoor sports, activities, and events. That might actually be the case for a lot of kids' camps that are on right now. I think we'll have to be adjusted if they were going to be outdoors. But if you're out there long enough, you might even feel some of the minor symptoms, you know, kind of your eye, nose, and throat irritation, headaches, perhaps, maybe even a mild cough. But if you have serious symptoms, it's more likely wheezing, chest pains, or severe cough, and you should see a doctor too. But if you're trying to keep the smoke out of your home, it's as easy as keeping windows and doors closed as much as possible. And make sure you got a good, clean air filter in your ventilation system. If you got one of those portable air cleaners that filter fine particles, they work nicely too, but check the filter. And we asked Environment Canada's Robin Dick this morning about when we might be getting rid of this. Non-committal.
There's still fires ongoing in all the northern prairies, really. So even when this particular event clears, the smoke is ongoing. So we'll get a reprieve, and then it may just come back in depending on the wind direction. So until the fires are completely out, there won't be an end to the smoke.
That's it. Non-committal, as I said. But yeah, I don't doubt the riders are going to move their practice indoors if possible today, because it is pretty thick out there now and will remain so throughout the day. And hopefully this latest mass of smoke moves out by Friday night's game and we don't get a recurrence of sitting in Mosaic Stadium for hours waiting for the game to start only to be told, nope, we're going to play tomorrow. We got a few days, though. It's only Tuesday. And right now, the long-range forecast looks like it's going to be pretty hot and sunny on Friday, a high of 29 degrees. But yeah, I had a great vacation. It started in Drumheller, that dinosaur museum. Wow, that's pretty impressive. I'm not a big fan of dinosaurs. They don't make me go, oh, this is amazing. But I was amazed at the Drumheller Museum, if you go through there. And then we moved further west, stopping at Three Valley Gap, stayed in a musty hotel room, but enjoyed the ghost town experience next door. I'd been told by many, if you drive through BC, stop there. We did. Cool little lake. On to Kelowna, where there are so many of my friends and so many others in Saskatchewan who now either have a temporary home there and spend a few months or just live there. We stayed with friends who have moved there. And man, I got to say, Kelowna is awesome. I can understand why it's so popular. And I love the mountains. I'm an outdoor guy. My girls are too. We all enjoy good hikes and hitting the trails through mountains. But I must say, when you're driving through the mountains, you're always thinking about what's coming around the next curve, right? And watching that yellow line in front of you. You don't really get a chance as others in the vehicle to enjoy the drive because it's so winding and curvy. So when you return and you hit the Saskatchewan prairies again, where it's almost a straight road on the number one coming out of Calgary there, it's kind of like, well, I could just, I don't even have to watch the road compared to what you got to do in the mountains, but such a blast. How about your vacation plans? I'm inviting you to share on the CJME Morning Show Facebook page. Some of you have left photos as I have enjoying the West Coast too. I hear from a lot of you. Staycations in Canada. How's your vacation going? Where have you been? What are you doing? And if you're waking up this morning with an early morning coffee at one of the lakes, Catapwa, or maybe out of Kenosi, shoot me a text. 1-877-300-7275. How bad is the air quality from the smoke this morning? Well, on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the worst. Looking here at Environment Canada a few moments ago, it was 10 plus. It is pretty thick and definitely is adding to the gray factor of our sky along with the clouds pulling through. And it's not really going to leave us here through the day nor tomorrow either. And this should come as no surprise, given how you can't wait too long from saying you're going to build something in this day and age at a certain budget before it explodes again even higher if you haven't started building. And sure enough, Regina's indoor aquatic facility is getting another price hike. Its estimated cost now over $285 million. Originally proposed at around $161 million. City administration says third-party consultants and the construction manager point to things like the unstable market and having defined the project needs with a little more thoroughness. Now, I know that that new budget probably includes a little buffer, too, as far as how long it might be till this starts to build again. But council is going to have to try to make room for the extra dough by going over future recreation and cultural capital projects. In other words, tossing aside perhaps some less pressing matters or projects. And they also got to find another $10 million in reserves, too. And downsizing the scope of the project, that is up for consideration as well. Of course, the longer it drags on, the greater the opportunity for it to explode even further. So let's hope council doesn't take too long in deciding and start this project, if that's how they choose to go. I don't see them saying no to this project. But they're definitely having to look at where they can find some extra reserves for it. Boy, not a big baseball fan, but certainly have been following the Blue Jays. And that is the sound of the Jays beating the New York Yankees 4-1. They now have a Major League best 36 wins at home. And apparently they set a new franchise record with that one, too. 11 straight wins at home. Winning pitcher Kevin Guzman said he is well aware of the home advantage.
I've been on the other side of playing here, and, you know, it's not fun. So I kind of know how crazy these fans can be and how loud they can get.
Kevin Guzman, pardon me there. Game 2 of 3 against the Yankees, right? Goes later today. Regina Red Sox, they were on the road at Moose Jaw. Lost 11-10 last night. Regina plays in Medicine Hat, where perhaps it's not quite as smoky. And as I mentioned, our riders getting back to work today, and the air quality is likely to move them indoors as they prepare for the arrival of the Elks on Friday night. Quarterback Trevor Harris wasted very little time after that BC victory to celebrate. He was already looking forward to the game ahead.
We know that they're coming off of a bye. They're a hungry team, and I know they're a very prideful team. They have great personnel, and they're going to pose a great challenge for us at home next Friday.
Yesterday, as we heard on the Green Zone, some of the experts from Edmonton weighing in, that Cody Fajardo and Trey Ford are likely to be splitting reps in practice and competing for the job Friday night. We still don't know if Fajardo will start officially, of course. But can you believe he's never taken a snap against the Riders since his departure in 2022? Remember when we went to meet him in Montreal against the Alouettes? He was hurt at the time. We didn't play him. Horribly smoky, and on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the worst, the air quality is right now at 10, maybe 10 plus from Environment Canada. You can smell it, you can feel it, you can breathe it in rather easily this morning, and for some it's going to be a lot more difficult getting through the day. You may just want to stay indoors. It's that bad here over the next day, maybe 2 days. And if you're on vacation, as I was this past week, you might be a little ticked off that it's so smoky, too. I'm inviting you to share. Text me, 1-877-300-7275. How's your vacation going this summer so far? Have you been? Are you on it now? Are you back as I am? Shoot me a text. What'd you do? Like Dean in Regina just sent me a text. He said, hey, Greg, I took advantage of those WestJet direct flights from Regina to Halifax. Just got back from the Maritimes. Visited PEI, New Brunswick, Nova Scotia, including Cape Breton. A couple of rounds of golf, he said, too, on some beautiful courses. Dean, thank you so much for sharing that. That is super cool. We kicked things off in Drumheller when we left. We drove 3,200 clicks put on the vehicle. Started in Drumheller, Alberta, where dinosaurs once roamed and now just awkwardly pose in museums. Seriously, that museum is T-Rex excellent, if you ask me. Man, I really was impressed by it there. Anyhow, from there, we hit the road and cruised through the mountains. I felt at times with our windows down, we were like the stars of some TV car commercial. You know, the windows down, lungs full of sweet alpine air and only mild GPS arguments. But anyhow, we rolled into Three Valley Gap. Some of you had texted me before we left, said, you got to stop there. Did check it out. Stayed one night at the hotel room that was rather musty, but they've got that ghost town next door. And that was really cool. I have to admit, I did not want to explore it after experiencing the evening in the hotel. But then the ghost town turned out to be one of the highlights too. So spooky vibes on brand there. And then it was more mountain winding road driving as we made our way to Kelowna. First time there. And wow, I finally get why people from Saskatchewan flock there like geese on wine. There is a vineyard on every block in Kelowna. Heck, probably in someone's backyard too. And I loved it. On the return, we recharged with a visit to the Helsinki Hot Springs? Yeah. The mountain water washing away all the road trip snack regrets I had. Man, I went through a lot of Sour Patch gummies and a lot of jerky meat, too. 3,200 clicks, one musty hotel, 500 mountain selfies, and far too many wine tastings to admit later, but we are back home, and here I am back to work this morning. Just as Stephen Colbert was back to work last night on The Late Show. Perhaps you heard, he announced last week that this would be his final season. He was being canceled. And on his first episode back last night,
it sunk in that they're killing off our show. But they made one mistake. They left me alive. And now for the next 10 months, the gloves are off. I can finally speak unvarnished truth to power and say what I really think about Donald Trump, starting right now.
And with that, he referred to Trump celebrating CBS's sudden decision to axe his show. And the U.S. president had posted on Truth Social last Friday, quote, I absolutely love that Colbert got fired. His talent was even less than his ratings. So, in mock outrage, Colbert responded.
On Friday, Donald Trump posted, I absolutely love that Colbert got fired. His talent was even less than his ratings. How dare you, sir? Would an untalented man be able to compose the following satirical witticism? Go f*** yourself.
Yeah, there you have it. CBS announcing the cancellation of his show. They said it was a financial decision and economics on the heels of declining ratings. But the news did come only a couple weeks after Paramount and Trump's settlement over that 60-minute broadcast. And Colbert had said on his show that settlement by CBS parent company was a big fat bribe, alleging that Paramount made the payment because the company is seeking to secure the Trump administration's approval to merge with another media partner. But he's not going anywhere till the end of next May.
Sinking like a sunset. No, no, no.
Well, if you have any family or friends visiting you, despite the smoke, the RCP sunset ceremony is all set to go tonight. One last time. It's their final one at Depot on Duty Avenue. Gates open at 5:30. The ceremony starts at 6 in the Parade Square. It is a pretty cool event. Yes, the air quality this morning on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the worst from Environment Canada, it's a 10 plus. You can smell it. It feels like you know how you sit next to a bonfire and the next morning you can't stop smelling it in your clothing? It's like that out there right now. In my neighborhood, a lot of my neighbors are off on vacation right now. You can tell there's less kids ripping up and down the street right now. They're all gone. They're not ripping up and down the street on their bikes. And my neighbor, they left town with their RV and boat ready for some summer boating fun. And I know it seems rather obvious, but RCMP are wanting to remind you that don't become complacent about life jackets for everyone, not just the kids. Adults, too. They all have to be in the boat. They are on Saskatchewan Lakes, too, the RCMP doing checks. Speaking of water tragedies, sad news yesterday. Actor Malcolm Jamal Warner, best known for his role as Theo Huxtable on The Cosby Show, died in an accidental drowning off the coast of Costa Rica. Investigators say he was on a family vacation there when he got caught in a rather strong current. And apparently beachgoers tried to rescue him, but it was too late by the time first responders reached him. He was 54. He had a long acting career. 8 seasons on The Cosby Show as the only son in a house with 4 daughters.
Hi, Theo.
Yeah, classic scene there. He went on to act in film and dozens of TV shows, from sitcoms like Malcolm and Eddie, Read Between the Lines. He had dramatic roles, too, in Sons of Anarchy and The Resident.
This baby needs surgery in the next few hours.
Heck, he even won a Grammy for Best Traditional R&B Performance. And his most recent project included a rather successful podcast. And years after The Cosby Show, Warner reflected on that career and how he was feeling.
I've had such an awesome life. You know, I've got my ups and downs and all of that. But, like, if I die tomorrow, I know I would go with a smile on my face.
Man, sort of seems taboo to talk about The Cosby Show, given what transpired in Bill's life. But part of the brilliance of that show was Theo's story arc, right? From struggling with dyslexia to going to grad school, educating the youth at a community center in his later seasons. So many of you grew up with Theo, and Warner would often share uplifting quips too on his social media. And his last share before going on vacation, he shared this bit of inspiration I wanted to play for you this morning, because, man, I think we could all take note of this and do it.
It's a beautiful day here in Atlanta. I just wanted to shout out and just spread some love and some good cheer, and just wanted to remind you, as I remind myself, that no matter what's going on, there's always a reason to smile. Like, if you just take a minute to stop and take stock, I guarantee you can find at least one reason to smile. And if for some reason you can't find a reason to smile, then that's probably the best time to be the reason for somebody else to smile. Find a smile for yourself and be a reason for someone else to smile. That's all I got.
That's actor Malcolm Jamal Warner, gone now at the age of 54.